Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Daniels, Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 24, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Daniels, Brother Hare gave me your letter to him, dated February 13th, to read. We feel to sympathize with you, and also with Sister Hurd, who has been so nigh and yet so inaccessible. We spent nearly 2 weeks in Sydney. We returned to Kooranbong last Friday last. Sabbath, we had an interesting meeting. Since then, meetings have been held in the early morning. From 35 to 40 have been present, while Brother Haskell has opened to us the scriptures. We know this will be for the benefit of all who come to the meetings. We have had no evening meetings as yet, but today, Wednesday, we have both morning and evening meetings. Thursday, Elder Haskell goes to Sydney. Sister Hurd writes that she will be released from her exile on the island on Sabbath. We wish it was not on Sabbath that all these busy things take place, but Brother Haskell thinks he may accomplish something by getting her off on Friday. In regard to your coming to Kooranbong, we will not urge the matter. We have taken the responsibility to decide some things. Brother Hare wished me to go over Monday morning and see the foundation of the second building, the cellar, and other things, and Sarah and I rode down there. As soon as we saw it, and learned that it was to be one story, I thought the same expense of rafters and roofing might cover two stories as well as one. I suggested this, and after a little thought, Brother Hare said that it was excellent, for as yet, no place was provided for the boys to sleep in. They were making provision for them to occupy the room above the mill, but we decided that the impression made upon the students would not be good. The furniture in the loft must be overhauled, repaired, painted, and all the bedclothing examined. It is full of vermin. We see bedbugs crawling upon the clothing of those who attend meeting there, and all at once we find our own beds swarming with bedbugs. Tents will have to be used, but as little as possible. The second story of the mill must be used as a workshop in which to put the furniture in order and thoroughly cleanse it for the new building. We have considered that it is a disgrace to meet any long for the worship of God in such a place, and we propose to put up a second story on the building, which is to serve as dining room and kitchen. One half of this can be used for sleeping rooms, and one half for a chapel, until the means for a meeting house come in. I am so glad that this new thought was suggested. I believe it is from God. The walls and roof only need to be put up now. It can be used without inside finishing. Thus, we can all be accommodated in the present emergency. We located the underground cistern as soon as this question was brought to our notice. We have a large cistern on our place, and it is a treasure to us. The mill has been stopped for want of water. We are hoping and praying for rain, and we believe it will come. Brother Haskell is doing a good work. He will be needed here at the commencement of school and will be a blessing. I will write no further now, for I must prepare for morning meeting. It is now nearly 5 o'clock. We think that we will not ask you to come to Kooranbong now. We will get along in our advancement without any delay, and this will save your time and an expense of pounds. We will act according to our best judgment, consulting together, and seeking the Lord most earnestly. We are sorry that there is so great a dearth of means, but all we can do is to present the matter to the Lord and do the very best we can. We know that this new idea will improve the plan of building, and we are also sure that it will take money, but in the end it will be a saving of means, so we shall move forward, believing in the guidance of the Lord. I am willing to bear the responsibility of this matter of a second story being added to the one-story building. We shall be glad to see you at any time, and may the Lord direct you and bless you and keep you in health and peace, is our most earnest prayer.